Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, you know, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, and I am thrilled to be bringing today's guest into the show. Sandy Forster helps entrepreneurs break through their blocks, rewire their minds, and manifest more money. She has personally gone from welfare to millionaire and loves empowering women and particularly entrepreneurs so they can effortlessly create abundance in their life and or their business. Sandy is an international money mindset mentor, speaker, author, and multi-award winning entrepreneur. She's the author of the international bestseller, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast. She's been featured in Oprah's Aussie Secret and inspires women around the world through her Wildly Wealthy Woman podcast. I love fellow podcasters. You know that. So I am thrilled to be sharing her. Sandy, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Dori.
It is my absolute pleasure. So I would love for you to take us on your journey from welfare to millionaire before we even get into your biggest tips and things like that.
Okay. So to make a long story short, basically what happened was when I was 15, my parents sold our house down in the coldest state in Australia, moved to the warmest state. So I loved it here. I loved the beach. I got obsessed by the beach. When I was old enough, I started sewing, and then I started sewing bikinis and swimwear and gymwear. And that business from the outside looked like it was going really well, but it was just a disaster. I got more and more in debt. It was just out of control. And then what happened was I ended up, the guy that I'd met in high school, I ended up divorcing, and I had a three-year-old and a six-month-old. And suddenly I was in that place where I had to basically be the breadwinner for the family. And it was really, really challenging, really, really hard. And that business that had been kind of my, I guess it had been our pocket money, suddenly had to become the only source of income. And I just got further and further and further in debt. And I ended up, as you said, on welfare. I was receiving about $15,000 Australian dollars, which is about $7,500 US a year from the government. That's what welfare was. And so, as you can imagine, I'm going backwards every day financially, getting worse and worse, feeling completely ashamed, embarrassed, scared, frustrated, angry, so many emotions around money, all negative. And then I discovered the law of attraction. And this was about in 1999. And it was like, oh my gosh. And it was before the law of attraction was known. And it just blew my mind that we could think about something and actually create change in our life. Like, it was just like my mind couldn't take it. Anyway, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the law of attraction because, think about it, $100,000 in debt and on welfare and living that life, but instead using the law of attraction, instead focusing on what I did want and how I wanted my own home that no one could kick me out of. I wanted a car that didn't leak so much that a plant was growing in the back. I wanted to be able to buy fresh flowers. I wanted to be able to go to a yoga session or a meditation session or even go on a holiday, like all these beautiful things that I could start to think about. And the law of attraction gave me permission to focus on it all the time. So it was like, oh my gosh, I felt like I was in heaven. So I would just imagine my life being completely different from what it was. And honestly, you know, it absolutely worked because the universe started to shift things around and opportunities came to me and people to connect with and all sorts of experiences. And I went from welfare to millionaire, literally not through any great skill I have, not through any connections, through nothing other than using the law of attraction and really diving into it, using it on a daily basis, not only using it, but really learning about it and getting so good at knowing about it and applying it and getting results from it that that's now what I teach others. I love it. So that's the short story.
Okay, so I want the long version insofar as I am a true believer that thoughts are things. But what did you actually do to create that wealth?
Good question. Okay, so when I was $100,000 in debt and on welfare, I discovered a program that was based on the law of attraction. So it was a home study course. And I fell in love with that home study course. I fell in love with it so much that I then started a business because it also had a direct sales component. So then I started promoting that business. And that's how I started to create more income. Money started to flow. Then the person who owned the product or owned the company that owned the product had a dispute with the printer. The printer said, you know, we're not going to print you any more product until you pay the bill. And they said, well, we're not paying the bill until you print the product correctly because you've totally stuffed up. And suddenly we had no product to sell. And as you can imagine, in direct sales, no product to sell, your business goes down the tube very quickly. So, but it was about that time that my accountant actually said to me, you know what, Sandy, I know you've had success in direct sales before. I'd love to work with you on something. And my mind is screaming, no, no, no more direct sales. I don't want to get into that. But she said, look, I've got all these clients. I've got a great product that I've just come across. I'd love you to talk to them about it. I don't really want to talk to them, but I've got the clients. So how about we partner up? So I ended up thinking, okay, I'll do it. And I did it, but more than anything, I mean, that started to create more wealth in my life, but more than anything, that freed up the energy that I had around money, because suddenly I wasn't in this $100,000 in debt and on welfare situation. And I remember the first time that I recognized that was when I have smoothies every day, even to this day. So back then it was fruit smoothies. Now it's green smoothies. But back then I used to have fruit smoothies every morning. And my blender broke down. And I remember thinking, I've got to buy a new blender. So I went to Target and I'm walking down the blender aisle, looking at all the blenders. And all of a sudden I was completely overcome with emotion. And I start crying in the middle of the blender aisle. And it was because I realized for the very first time in my life, I still get emotional to this day. For the very first time in my life, I didn't have to compare all the prices and choose the cheapest one. I could buy any blender that I wanted. And it was just the most amazing, amazing feeling. But anyway, what was happening was I partnered up with my accountant. It freed up all the energy that I had around money because money started to flow. And so more money started to flow. And then I woke up one morning with the name Wildly Wealthy Women in my head. I jumped online, registered the domain name with no idea what I was going to do with it. About 3 or 4 months later, I'm at an event. We're actually in the US, my business partner, the accountant at the time. And we were at an event for the direct sales company. And I said, I've got an idea. She said, what's that? I said, well, I think we should start a program around, yes, you're teaching the real estate side, because she was not only accountant, she did other stuff like asset protection and taxation and all that boring stuff, but very needed, of course. And I was like the mindset person. So I said, why don't we start a program for wildly wealthy women? You teach the practical, I'll teach the mindset. We can get together 2 or 3 times a year to have wildly wealthy women's wicked weekends, where we go through all the fun stuff and have massages and beach walks and create vision boards, and you can teach the practical stuff. And she said, great idea. So I launched that, and literally within about 3 months, we had something like 750 women join, and it was a $3,000 program. So, you know, it just made millions just like that. And that's the first instance of me making millions. I've just come up with ideas out of the blue, take action on them without really thinking it through. and they've made me millions. So yeah, it's just a matter of, I really did do a lot of work on myself. Like I literally, when people say, oh, I use the law of attraction, Yeah, they probably say a couple of affirmations a day and probably have a quick think about, you know, what's on their vision board. I was obsessed. Like I used to, you know, when I wasn't thinking about something I had to think about, I was saying an affirmation, or I was feeling abundant, or I was always doing processes to keep me in that beautiful flow. And so when you do the work on your mind, as well as, you know, really invoke your feelings, as well as take action, the universe has to deliver. And that's exactly what happened in my case.
I love that. It's funny. I have done coaching for years, long before there were certifications and things like that. And now you can become certified. And that was one of the things I did for myself during COVID, because people come to me for advice. And at this point now that you can get certifications, I wanted them. So I got lifestyle coaching. I got business coaching. The thing I really wanted was the certification in mindset coaching. Mm-hmm. Because until you change your mindset, nothing is going to change. One of my favorite quotes is from Henry Ford. It's a great quote. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And it's the truth. Thoughts are things. And it's an amazing thing how we can so often talk ourselves out of something that is right there.
I know.
Remarkable,
isn't
it?
It's so sad when women do that. It's like you've got this big dream, you've got this goal, and it starts to move from the physical into the metaphysical. I mean, from the metaphysical into the physical. So from the unseen into the seen. And then people start to, they don't understand that there's kind of a barrier between the unseen and the seen. And that's where the discomfort comes in. That's where things are starting to change and it can feel unfamiliar. And that unfamiliarity is the thing that tells our nervous system, hang on a minute, that could be dangerous. That could be something that, because we're going back to caveman days, that could be something that could potentially kill us. So don't go there. And too many people let that unfamiliarity, that feeling of tension, that little bit of stress stop them from moving forward and actually manifesting that beautiful dream, that goal, that wish that they had. And I think that's where I was different. I think when you hit rock bottom, you're willing to do anything. And I think that is actually the beauty of hitting rock bottom. You're willing to do what it takes. You're willing to go the hard yards. You're willing to really get out there and make it happen. Sometimes when you're kind of in the comfy place where you're not 100% deliriously happy, but you're definitely not, you know, struggling. You just kind of, things are going along okay. And you have a dream or a goal. Sometimes you don't have the energy to actually manifest, because your thought sends your order out, but then your energy, your feelings are what attract it back to you. And so if you don't evoke the energy you need, you don't have that magnetic attraction quality to your dream or goal. So it doesn't actually happen. But as I said before, the beauty of hitting rock bottom is you got a lot of energy and you've got a lot of emotion about what it is you truly want, because you definitely don't want to be where you're at.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody said to me today, we were having a conversation, and this is a dear friend and a wonderful colleague. It's never been about the money. It's always been about the mission. That could be your mantra and mine. And for me with Word of Mom Radio, I knew what it was to be building a business from home and have my family and friends go, when are you going to quit this and get a real job? And then go from that to, when are you going to grow this business big enough to hire me? Because unless you come from an entrepreneurial family, unless your friends are entrepreneurs, when you go out on your own to do something that's foreign to them, you would think they'd be your biggest cheerleaders. And a lot of times they are the ones trying to pull you back down, because let's face it, if you now succeed in something they don't understand, they feel like you're going to leave them behind. And they don't understand that the universe is filled with abundance, that there is no cap. There's not in the universe, okay, only a certain amount of people can attain success. There's only a certain amount of people that can have, everyone can have it. Everyone has a different definition of success.
Yeah, exactly. It can be anything you want it to be. And I love that you touched on friends and family can often be the ones that drag you down. And yes, it can be because they're scared they're going to lose you or things are going to change. But often it can be just going back to caveman days. It's unfamiliar. It's something they're trying to keep you safe. It's like, I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want you to make a mistake. I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to get rejected. So it's like, we'll drag you down first before that can happen. So yeah, it's really interesting, the dynamics of when you start to think bigger, when you start to take steps toward what it is that you want, and when friends and family aren't really kind of on board. But the bottom line is, you get to create your own reality, and you can listen to them, you can nod your head like you're agreeing, but do what my mum always said I used to do, let it go in one ear and out the other, and just continue on your path.
On that note, think of what Sandy just said as we take time to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote. Or you're out there seeking to support other women in business to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams. Because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with the founder of WildlyWealthy.com, Sandy Forster. I'm loving this conversation. So I'm going to switch gears and just specifically ask you, how can women make more money for themselves? We have mompreneurs out there and business women who are starting their own businesses, who are involved in direct marketing and multi-level marketing. How can they create that wealth for themselves?
The bottom line is, it all comes down to aligning body, mind, and spirit. And I think since it was about 2006, was it, that The Secret came out, and that was all based on the law of attraction. And everyone thought that attracting and manifesting was all about just thinking. That was it. You just had to think. But I'm telling you, you can sit around with your legs crossed thinking about $1 million all day long, and it's not going to drop in your lap. So you have to align body, mind, and spirit. And I really believe that one of the most important parts of that is the mind. You have to have your mind wired for wealth. You have to have your mind wired to be able to accept abundance and prosperity. You've all heard the stories about people that have no money at all and they win the lottery, and then 2 or 3 years later, they're more broke. Why is that? It's because they're not wired for it. So anything you want, whether it's money, whether it's a successful business, whether it's a relationship, what doesn't matter what it is, if you haven't had it before, you need to get really clear on what you want. Then you have to think about it all the time. You have to get your mind used to it. You have to build neural pathways in your brain that get you used to that thing, so that it no longer becomes this big, scary, woolly mammoth that you're going to try and keep away. So the first thing is your mind. So get really clear on what it is that you want. Then your spirit. That's when you start feeling it. So don't just think about the dream house or think about the business that's making you the beautiful profit that you've always wanted. You want to think about it and feel as if it's already happened. Really put yourself in that place. Feel how delightful it feels to have that thing having already manifested in your life. Feel maybe it's gratitude, maybe it's relief, maybe it's joy, maybe it's excitement, maybe it's expansiveness, whatever feelings you would feel when you've already manifested that dream, that desire, that goal, feel those feelings now. So you're thinking about the thing, you're feeling if it's already in your life, you're feeling amazing. And then, and this is such a big missing step, you've got to take action. So Wallace Wattles, who wrote the book, The Science of Getting Rich, now he wrote that over 100 years ago, back in 1910. And he said, that book actually spurred Rhonda Byrne on into creating The Movie Secret. So he said, by thought, the thing you desire is brought to us, but by action, you receive it. So the thinking and the feeling creates it in the metaphysical, creates it in the quantum field, but by action, you actually receive it. So this is the missing piece for most people. They sit around looking at their vision board, saying their affirmations, doing visualizations, kissing their money, you know, all the things, but they're not taking any action. So when you take action, a couple of things happen. First of all, you tell the universe you are serious. You are absolutely serious about this thing, about this beautiful dream, this goal, this desire happening in your life. But secondly, you tell yourself you are serious. Because when you take action, you believe that your conscious mind, your very aware mind goes, oh, she's taking action. So instead of thinking, what the heck, she's sitting around saying affirmations, nothing's going to happen, what are you doing? Your conscious mind goes, oh, this logical mind goes, oh, yeah, thank you very much. We're doing something to make this happen, which then allows your creative mind to get to work and come up with ideas and plans and all sorts of things you can do to create the success. And it could be as simple as, you know, you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to think about what I want. Maybe I want an extra $10,000 a month. That's what I want. So then as you go off to bed at night, you then think about what could I do that would bring me that beautiful $10,000 every month. Bring me a $10,000 a month idea. Bring me a $10,000 a month idea. I did that consistently when I wanted to come up with $1 million idea. Bring me $1 million idea. Bring me $1 million idea. And it's worked over and over. But if you just want to make that $10,000, bring me a $10,000 idea. And you'll wake up one morning with an idea in your head, and that the plan then is take action. Even if the idea seems like, oh, what difference is that going to make? I'm telling you, take action. I remember hearing about The Secret. Now, I'd already written my book, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast. But I heard there was a movie that had something to do with, and it didn't say law of attraction, but had something to do with kind of personal development. I watched the 3-minute trailer. I thought, oh my God, that just feels like what I'm already teaching. Oh my God, I have to send a gift to The Secret people because I think this movie is going to change the world. So I emailed the Secret people through the website. I get an email back from Rhonda Byrne. He said, we get so many emails. I don't know how yours came to me, but yes, I'd love a present. I'd love a gift. That'd be lovely. I sent her my book, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast. I sent her, at the time, it was a home study course in a folder with a binder, the whole works, my Millionaire Mindset Program. And she emailed back and said, once she got it, oh my gosh, did you watch The Secret and then write this? I said, no, my stuff's been out for a few years now. Anyway, as it turned out, we got talking. And to cut a long story short, she ended up saying they weren't, because I couldn't see the movie, they weren't selling it in Australia. I said, why not? They were not legally allowed to sell to Australia until it aired on TV. So I happened to have a US company and I said, well, are you allowed to sell to a US company? Like, yeah, sure. So my US company, which was doing nothing, I just had the company that I'd registered at some point for, I don't even remember what reason. So my US company bought the product, brought it into Australia, and that idea, $3 million, But why? Because I took action. How many people have potentially even watched The Secret and never reached out to them? How many people have thought, wow, I wonder if you can sell it in Australia, and never reached out to them? I didn't reach out to her to try and sell The Secret. I just reached out to give her a gift. And what transpired over a couple of weeks was me selling The Secret, making millions of dollars. So it's like, you've got to come up with an idea. I wanted, you know, to make more money. Then come up with how you feel, like really immerse yourself in the feelings. Well, I was always doing that. And then just allow those inspired ideas to come up and take action. Is every idea you're going to have going to be a winner? No. But unless you take action on them, you're never going to know. And that's the bottom line. Because an idea comes up, it's in the quantum soup. It's out there. There are so many other people that could latch on to that same idea because it's in the quantum soup. And if you don't take action on it, how many times have you thought of something and then later you go, oh, I had that idea? It's like you've got to take action because some of your ideas are going to be absolute home runs and you really want to just take action when you think of it. And some of those ideas are going to be inspired ideas that will completely change your life.
You know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about a friend of mine who had a painting in her house. And there was something about this painting when she found it in a secondhand store. And it was a building. She had no idea where it was, but it was something that spoke to her. And so she bought it and it became part of her visions. You know, and doing her vision board and everything else, she put it up near this painting because there was something about it that always drew her to this. And she had started her business. Things were really going well. And she and her husband took a vacation, but it was the first one that her money allowed them to take. And they went to France and they were at this beautiful hotel. And they opened up the curtains and the building was across the street.
Beautiful.
I know. And it made me think of, and she looked at her husband. She's like, look. And he was just like, did you know this was here? She was like, I had no idea where this building even was. But it was just a building that called to me. And it turned out to just be this ancestral home, you know, went, knocked on the door, explained the situation, the people let her come in, but it was across the street from the hotel that they were in. And it's things like that, you know, that just make me so excited about things like The Secret. When my kids saw it, my children saw it before I did, and they brought it home for me. Because their father had seen it and their father's sitting there and they were like, doesn't this remind you of mom? These are all the things that mom talks about all the time. They were like, mommy, have you seen this? And I was like, no, but I've heard about it. They were like, mommy, you know, they said to their dad one time, you know, mom always does things that, you know, she does things, she's always happy about stuff. And their dad was like, how can you tell? She's always happy. And they were like, but that's why. You know, to me, happiness is a choice. Life
Absolutely.
Is, you know, I am living proof that you can do so many different things and you never know. Life is life. Different things are going to happen. Different things can knock you off your path, but it's up to you how you get back on the path and what journey you decide to make out of the detours. I always say, you know, take those rocks and all those things, crush them up and let them pave your way. Because, you know, the road is not going to always be smooth. There is going to be twists and turns, but you're strong enough to take them.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think for most people, they think when they actually start using the law of attraction, starts working, they think their life's going to be perfect. But that's not life. Like, that is just not life. Things are going to happen. They're going to throw you sideways. But like you said, it's how long it takes you to just get back on track. You know, rather than something knocking you sideways and then ringing up your mum and telling her, ringing up your best friend and then talking to your husband and then telling the people at work and on and on and on and putting more and more energy into the thing that didn't work, it's acknowledging it. Yes, it's not burying your head in the sand. It's acknowledging it, but then choosing to instead see how you would have liked the outcome to be and focusing on that instead. And you'll be amazed at how quickly the universe can shift things around when you shift your mind around, when you shift your feelings around, and when you shift your actions around.
I love this conversation. So Sandy, as we are wrapping up, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
I think the main thing I'd like to leave them with is to understand that if I've been able to do this, anyone can, because I'm nothing special in that I dropped out of high school, didn't even finish high school. I had no family money. I had no connections. I didn't know anyone else with money. I had no great skills. And I believe that if I've been able to turn my life around simply by discovering the law of attraction and completely embracing it and doing something every day to really align body, mind, and spirit, then I believe every one of your listeners can do exactly the same. They can manifest a life they truly love, but they've got to do it the work. They've got to do something every day to move them toward their dream. They've got to think about it, they've got to feel it, and they've got to take action.
I am so glad that you came and shared with us. Please let everyone know how they can reach out to you, Sandy.
Absolutely. Well, you can go to wildlywealthy.com. That's my main website. But I've also got a little Wildly Wealthy bundle, a free bundle of guided visualization, meditations, some abundance affirmations that all your listeners can have if they go to wildlywealthyfree.com.
Awesome. Please take Sandy up on her free offer. I know I will be. Believe me, I will absolutely be going to that and taking her up on it. And I am just so thankful that you took the time to come and share with us today, Sandy. And please send us the link for your podcast.
Absolutely.
I definitely want people to be able to listen to your podcast, because you know what? You can break through, because the law of attraction, it requires action. And the more you get to hear from other people how, it strengthens your resolve. So all those naysayers in your life, in one ear, out the other. Just think of it like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Don't listen. Don't listen. Listen to yourself. Keep telling yourself, I think I can. I know I can, because I will. And you will. You really will. As hard as it may seem, it can happen. And it will happen. It'll happen because you make it happen. So Sandy, thank you again for being here with us. I really appreciate it. To all of you listening, thank you for tuning in. And we are going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Sure of herself, yeah, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong, yeah, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true, you know her by name, see this woman is you, she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true.
She is sure.
She is